All right, I'm going to give you a teaching on demonization right now. So we need to deal with some misconceptions first. And then I'm going to talk about different reasons for why people are demonized.
All
right. Will you do me a favor, Abraham? Will you go grab my Bible for me? I think it's in my bag. Just go ask my wife. She'll point it out for you. Give me one sec to pull up these notes. I will find it. One sec. Here we go. Okay. Whenever you start talking about this subject, people have a tendency to fall into one of two ditches.
So ender man ofte I ene av två grøvene.
You know how on every road there's two different ditches? And I think the mistake people make is to either over-inflate the power of the enemy. Or pretend like the enemy doesn't exist. And both of those things would be common mistakes people make. Either everything and every disease has some sort of evil spirit behind it. Or nothing does. And I think it would be a mistake to go into either one of those ditches. Some people have a very, very big devil.
Som vi har en øyla såren djevel.
And a very small god.
Og en øyla luttlan god.
And so the other thing that people make the mistake of is they get
en annan feiler folk gjør
over afraid of these things.
At det bensjen fyrer.
Men how many of you would say that it's common for people to talk about evil spirits in church?
Hvordan jeg vil holde at det vanligt at man tåser om under antar og møter dem?
It's not common, is it?
Det ikke vanligt.
Why not?
Hvor ikke?
How many chapters could you go in this thing without hearing about one of them?
Hvis nekva kapitler kan stå for jøkkenen og bøyplen uten at høyre om dette evne.
You might be able to go pretty far in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament?
Men gamle testamentet kan stå for nok så lengt, men nødja testamentet kan stå ikke.
How far can you read?
Hvis lengt kan stå lese?
I mean, even in the epistles, you're going to read about demonic spirits.
Eisne ubrøven om først å lese om under andre.
Our war is not against flesh and blood, but against the powers. Stryk jøkken
ikke mot der.
Principalities, things that occupy the heavens. I think it's because a lot of people are just too afraid to talk about it. Which again means that their devil is very big and their God very small. We also need to talk about the terminology we use. When you talk about somebody having an evil spirit, what's the word you use? Possessed, right? Okay. Big problem with that word. When you hear the word possession, what movie comes to mind? See, in every single culture, they've all got this movie. How many of you immediately think of The Exorcist? Okay, what's the problem with that movie? Who wins at the end of The Exorcist?
Well,
the devil wins at the very end of The Exorcist. Do you see what I mean about overinflating the power of the enemy? But also, if that's the only way, if that's what it looks like to have a demon,
om det ser sjålesen ut at her var en demon,
then yes, I would say that's pretty rare.
Ja, så det øyelig sjålsamt.
But I don't think that's the only way a demon manifests.
Men it took me shot at einast måte en demon vil manifestere på.
See, we've made The Exorcist the example of what it looks like to be demon possessed.
Og sin film en exorcist er blevet til dømme hvordan det ser ut å være besatt av et eller annet.
I think we need to change the way we think about it.
Men halte vi må brøyte hokker hoksen her hatt hvor vi utgjende.
It would benefit us to put demonization.
Det er gakken okken hvis det demonisering.
On a sliding scale from 0 to 10.
Stilla då en skala från 0 till 10.
Okay. So when you think of level 10 possession.
Då man huxar onkel besätter och tuchenda stige.
What's the biblical example we have of that?
Kvart är en biblisk dömme som omfattar det.
Yeah, the example I gave earlier, right?
Ta dömen som tog för i morgon.
The Gadarene demoniac.
Han ur Gadarea.
The one who says his name was Legion.
Han som kallar sig själv för legioner.
Okay. What do you think would be level 0?
Och vad håller det att är nollta stige?
I can only think of one person.
Jag kan bara huxa mig.
Jesus. And we know that because he says the devil has nothing in me. Zero.
At djävulen hever inte I mig. Noll.
Now, here's where we fall. There's a whole scope between Legion and Jesus.
Det är en stor moner mellan Jesus och Legion. Legion.
Maybe one, a level one demonization is a temptation.
Nummer ett kanske är en frestning.
That's easy to ignore.
Som är också lätt att ignorera.
Would you agree that a temptation might be demonic?
Är det sant med att en frestning kan vara avskräckande över till andra?
Are there things that you would say tempting but no?
Är det ting som tänker sig frestande men väljer därifrån?
Okay. Maybe a level two would be like some sort of insecurity.
Steg nummer 2, det kan vara otrygghet.
Just a minor one that you don't mind talking about.
En sån lydline som du inte bänkar att ta som.
But you could see how it could progress from there, right?
Men du ser hur det kan utvecklas härifrån.
See, I had a fear of rejection.
Jag hade en ötta av rejection.
That was demonically empowered.
Som var avskräckt av ett eller annat.
And it caused me to sabotage every relationship in my life.
Det fick mig att sabotera ett samband som jag har med livet.
Would you agree that that's a bit higher level of demonic activity?
Är det sant med att det är inte större avskräckande av ett eller annat?
And now I've prayed for people.
Men jag ber för folk.
Where the demon inside of them is actually speaking through them.
Här som demonen ut här man vill att tåsar genom dig.
Now that's probably even higher, wouldn't you agree?
Och det är uppåt högre, sant mer du?
Where it's taking over their motor skills.
Som det även tar deras motorik.
Do you see how this actually is a better way of thinking of these things?
Så jag det att det låter för skilja.
We're basing it on the level of influence.
Vi stittar då en skala som då visar avskanna som det häver.
That a demon has over a person.
Som en demon häver över en person.
Now the word in scripture is demonizai.
Oj, skriften över tog som demonizai ora.
It just simply means to have or be influenced or affected by a demon.
Så mest över avskavar är en demon.
Having a demon doesn't guarantee that it's going to take over all of your bodily functions.
Och att ha en demon mest är att ha styra allt i din ligamen.
Now here's a big this one is probably not as big of an issue here in the Faroe Islands.
At the Kanskje Lucas størst evne til trouble here for you.
But it's a very popular teaching in the United States.
Men det øya vanligt att höra att ta så I Amerika.
That I think is worth mentioning at least a little.
Jag har två helt det omrande på lugan nämna det.
How many of you have been taught that a Christian cannot have a demon? Put your hand up.
Att en kristen kan inte ha en demon.
Oh, so that's about half of you. Okay. Where do you get that in the scriptures?
Kvar ur skrifterna får det därifrån.
Nobody has an answer for that, huh?
Ungen hevur svarað til tað.
I'm going to tell you, you're probably never going to find an answer for
that.
If anything, the scriptures show just the opposite.
Skriften vísir meira ta ta mótsatt at tí.
I'll give you an example. In Luke chapter 13,
Lukas 13,
we're told that there's a woman who is has been bent over for 18 years.
En kvinna sum hevur bogt fram yvir í 18 ár.
Jesus says that she has a spirit of infirmity.
Jesus sier hon hevur ein veiklekans anda.
So in this case, the issues of her back causing her to bend over were caused by a demonic spirit. Do you know what Jesus calls this woman? A daughter of Abraham.
Dóttir Abrahams.
Now, is that a title that you would give to a believing Jew or an unbelieving Jew? Well, in Galatians, Paul will call the Galatian church children of Abraham.
But Abrahams.
Now, was he writing to believers or unbelievers?
Skriva han til tryggvande ella vantryggvande?
Furthermore, we see a guy in the Corinthian church. He's a believer.
Han en tryggvande.
And we find that he's committing an act of sin. That you don't even see amongst the pagans. We're told that he was sleeping with his father's wife.
Han
It says that Paul handed this person over to Satan.
Paulus handa henda mannen yvir til Satan
for the destruction of his flesh.
Fyrir at øyleggja hold hansara.
Now, curious, do you think this guy was demonized?
Tykkur tú at hesin mann hevur demonar?
I mean, if he gets handed over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh,
lætt hann yvir til Satan fyrir øyleggja líkam hansara.
You think he was demonized?
Hald at hann var besettur av demonum?
Absolutely. I don't know a more like blatant case of a believer who's been demonized.
Eg veit man fernaga større dømme om ein tryggvande som hevur illar andar.
Now, there's different theories about where these evil spirits have come from.
Teoriir kvar hesir undu andarnir koma frá.
If you were to ask an early Christian, why is there evil in the world?
And I'm first of Christian kvui ønskapur í heimnum.
They would probably give you one of two answers.
So the chief that I think out time as well.
Because of the fall of man.
Antil vegna fall mennesjans.
That'd be the first answer, which most of us today we would give that answer.
Ta flestu okkar hetta SNG við hetta sama svar.
The second answer we're far less familiar with.
Og ta setna svar við kanska ikki lukka kjent við.
But it was part of the early church's world view.
Men ta var hugsanin hjá tað allar fyrstu kristnum.
They would tell you that it was because of the fallen sons of God. The word in Hebrew is Bnei Elohim.
Bnei Elohim.
It means fallen God.
Fallen God.
Now, we see these stories retold in Genesis 6.
Við høyrum þessar sögurnar í fyrsta Mósebók kapítil 6.
Which says the sons of God procreated with the daughters of Adam and Eve.
At sinir Guds gito bøtn Adams og Evo.
It says they created giant offspring in the land.
Og ta fingu risar. Now,
most of us read Genesis 6 and we think, well, that's a really weird story, and we just move on.
Kapitel 6 og halda tað nokk sum stóva og fara við yara.
The early church didn't believe that.
Tann fyrsta samkomun hon trúði stóy.
They believed that that story explained why there's so much evil on the earth.
Og tann fyrsta samkomun trúði at hevur orsøkin til at þessa nokk ønskabur í heiminum.
I mean, it's the reason Genesis gives for God causing the flood.
Og tað orsøkin til kui fyrsta Mósebók segir at Gud skapti flóna.
Now there were some extra biblical writings.
Og tey er nokkur skrivingar tekstir skrivar sum oftan við sam Bibluna.
I say extra biblical because I mean they're not a part of the Bible.
Tað er ikki pastur av Bibluna.
I would not consider them scripture.
Eg vil ikki sjá at tað er skriftu, ta skriftin.
I do think that they're helpful though.
Men eg sé at tað er hjálpsamur.
And the early church certainly believed so.
Og tann fyrsta samkomman trúði tí.
And one of the strangest books is called the Book of Enoch.
Bók Enoks er ein annan.
And it's the Ethiopian church actually has it as a part of their Bible.
Now,
2 Peter will quote directly from the book of Enoch.
Anna Petrus brev tosar citera beinleis ur Enochs bók.
Jude will quote directly from the book of Enoch.
Judas her bók tosar beinleis ur Enochs bók.
Paul will quote directly from the book of Enoch.
Og Paulus citerar eisne Enochs bók.
And so will John.
Og tæji Johannes eisne.
You know the first reference to the lake of fire?
Ta fyrsta referansen sum til eldsjekkvin.
It's not found in the book of Revelation. The first reference to the lake of fire was actually in the book of Enoch. So again, I'm not telling you it's authoritative. I'm not telling you it's scripture. Or inspired. I'm just telling you it's useful to make sense of this
stuff.
I'm taking a lot of time just to explain not just what I'm saying, but what I'm not saying. Okay. Now, the reason I mention this is because the early church believed this was the source of evil spirits on the
earth.
Now, in the book of Enoch, we're told that these angels that procreated with the women and created these giants came under God's judgment. And they're trying to have Enoch plead their case for God, on their behalf to God. But this is God's response to these angels. Now just hear me out on this, because I know this is weird, but it's kind of interesting. So here's what God says to Enoch.
Here it is, some God says to Enoch.
To the message he wants him to pass off to these angels.
Som han vill att Enoch ska göra vidare till dessa änglar.
Why have you left the high, holy, and eternal heaven? Why have you lain with women and become unclean with the daughters of men?
Why have you lied with women and become unclean with the daughters of men?
And why have you taken wives for yourself and done as the sons of earth have?
Why have you taken wives for yourself and done as the sons of earth have?
You were spiritual, holy, living an eternal life.
Tid är du andalier och liv ett heligt liv.
But you became unclean upon women, and you gave birth to children through blood and flesh. Now, here's the crazy part. It says, then you lusted after the blood of men. We're told that the earth couldn't sustain these giants, and they basically became cannibals.
Och man läser om att dessa männer gör en klar sig behalda dem och att det blir kannibaler.
We're also told that these angels and their offspring taught mankind that they were the source of all sorcery.
Att det här var orsaken till, att upphäva till häxakraft.
Witchcraft, yeah. They were also the source of modern weapons of warfare.
Och till den nödvändiga slä av vapnen.
So they taught mankind how to commit murder and kill. So these were certain teachings that were forbidden, but these angels passed them off to mankind. So the book of Enoch is a great elaboration of what happens in Genesis 6.
So Enoch's book Hender I Fyrsta Mosebok kapitel 6.
And its claim is that this is where a lot of evil entered into the earth.
Och det säger att det här som önskapen kom in I heimen.
Now here's the most interesting part.
Det mest avgörande är.
God says to these angels.
God säger till änglar.
You will be kept in underground caverns in the earth.
Och tid skulle vara hilden faster I hålen I nere I jorden.
In chains of darkness.
Och vid lanchen av myskra.
Until the day of judgment.
Until doma dagen.
Now, if you go look at 2 Peter chapter 2, you're going to read those exact words verbatim.
Så läser vi andra Petrus brev, så läser du akkurat det som I år.
Then he says this about their offspring.
Så säger han om avkommet av dem.
Because they were born of a heavenly being.
To they were fötter av en himmelsk vero.
They will live an eternal life.
Skulle de leva evigt.
But because they were born of the daughters of men.
Men vet att de var fötter av människa döttrar.
They will be cursed to the earth.
Så skulle de vara bannade till jorden.
And they will be evil spirits on the earth.
Och de skulle vara onda andar på jorden.
So one of the theories is that evil spirits
are
the offspring of these angels and men. Now, I don't really know what the truth is. I just know they exist. We're also told in Revelation that a third of the angels fell. So we're dealing with entities that have cognition, that have been around for ages, and that are very good at what they do. This is why when you read that passage in the New Testament,
it says,
what does an evil spirit do after it's kicked out of a person? It tries to come back to that person. And that would make sense according to
Enoch.
They no longer have bodies. And so they try to possess people.
To act
out their evil desire. So let's talk, here's the really important stuff. That stuff is just sort of weird and kind of cool. This is the practical and helpful stuff.
I'm
going to move this over here. Just because I'm going to do some writing. So, one of the inroads for demonic entities here. You know what? Let me have you write for me. I'm just going to give you a list. First, 1, 2, 3, 4, that kind of thing. And just as we go along. First one is anger and unforgiveness. Turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4.
Ephesus kapitel 4.
Unforgiveness. If you want to write it in Faroese, that's fine too. If it helps. This is helpful. Look at verse 26 and 27.
Vers 26 og 27.
Now notice here, Paul's going to say, be angry, yet do not sin.
Vere tid ill og syndi ikkje.
That means that anger in and of itself is not sinful.
Ta merkir at vreiðu í seg sjálvum ikkje syndafullt.
Anger is a normal human emotion.
At vera hava vreiðu ein vanlig chancellor.
It's meant to protect you. It's meant to scream at you that something is wrong. Protect yourself. The problem is not having anger. The problem is what we do with our anger. This is why he goes on to say, do not let the sun go down on your anger. And do not give the devil a foothold.
Og gjev ikkje djevelen rom.
You catch that? See the connection?
Så det det sambandet?
Between undealt with anger
and
giving the devil a foothold.
Og gjev djevelen rom.
What is it? You know what a foothold is?
Vet du vad rom eller ett plats?
It's a war term.
Det är ett som vi brukt I strider I krig.
One of the greatest battles that we're taught about in the United States.
And the most important that we read about in America
is when the Americans joined in on World War II.
To the Americans come in on the other hemisphere.
My grandfather flew 5 missions on what was called D-Day.
Appemoin han flei 5 turer og D-Day.
Now D-Day was the day when the United States Army.
Det dævren tog ut den amerikanske herren.
Invaded Normandy, France.
For in Normandie, I Frankrike.
At this point in time,
until då,
The American army had nowhere in Europe to conduct warfare. They had to get a foothold.
De måste få en rum, de måste få en landningsbana.
A base of operations in enemy territory from which they could conduct further warfare. See, many people will say the war was actually won on D-Day. Now, for us as Christians, the war was won on the day of resurrection. But did you know there were more casualties in World War II after D-Day than before?
Men vet vi att det var mer folk som dödjo eller finns ju löster attan av D-dagen än av D-dagen.
Did you know that? They say the war was won on that day.
The sixth at bardagen eller trutje var vunnen den dagen.
But there were more casualties after that day.
Men det flyr som lio löster eller dödjo attan av.
And I'm telling you, the major eschatological event.
We'll see it again at.
Yeah, I don't know how to say that. A major cross point.
At earlier, tutting a major punkt.
Was the day of resurrection. Jesus rose from the dead.
Uppresna där under Jesus rise från dem där.
On that day, he conquered death.
Att hur den unta sikra han av dia.
But the war is still being fought.
Men bardagen eller krutje är en kören.
That was the decisive day. But we're still experiencing the war to this day.
Uppleva en bardagen idag.
And this isn't a war that lasted 5 years.
Det är inte ett krig som varade i 5 år.
This is a war that spans millennia.
Det här är som sträcker sig över åra tusen.
So, anger gives the enemy a foothold.
Och vrede ger fienden en rum.
Which means it's a place for him to conduct further warfare in your life.
Det mest är att stäm här som han utifrån att du öken kan han hålla av fram för ett krig.
2 Corinthians chapter 2.
Anna Korinth kapitel 2
says in verse 9.
Vers 9.
Read verse 9 through 11.
9 till 11.
2 Corinthians 2:9. Yeah,
2 chapter 2
verse 9 through 11.
Hej tjänsta för dömingarna är dult, så är mängan mer tjänsta rättvisan är ruik och dult. Jag skolt här som dult. Hej är här utan dult, på samman vi är så mängan större dult. Till 12
through 11, that's it.
11. I kapitel 3.
You're reading the wrong passage.
Yeah, it was two up here, but it was chapter 3.
Do you want me to show you?
It's 9. Det var tog vart det eisna jag skriver jag för att få vita om tid standa röntorna om tid är luttner i ötlån. Honom och tid fyrgjöv och näka fyrgjöv i vi som är eisna om är haft näka en fyrgive. Här är fyrgive till för Asjön Kristusar för tyckare skuld. För att tid skulle inte vara dörrar av Satan. Dörrar ger av Satan. Till det som han hever i hoa är inte är vi inte åkunnir vi.
Okej. Remember what Paul says. He demonstrated forgiveness.
Han vuste fyrgiving.
Because he says we are not ignorant of the devil's schemes.
So we vet det inte okunnigt vi tas som fuchenden attlar.
So you see the connection?
Så det är ett samband där.
Unforgiveness
oforgiven
leads to the devil getting a plot of land in your life.
Oforgiven ger att fuchenden djävulen för fotafäste.
Now we're not going to go there right now.
Vi får köra på nu.
But go read Matthew 18.
Matteus 18.
There's a parable called the parable of two debtors.
Här är liknelse om tar båda skuldarna.
And it talks about what happens to people who fail to forgive their brother.
Tosar om vad händer om inte fyrgiver brodern.
Now I was praying in a healing type setting. And I was going through this same model that I taught you guys.
Förutjocknade modellen som tosar vi dig om.
Go back and find it, one sec. So this woman came up to me. She said that she had arthritis.
En kona kom til meg og sa hun hadde gikt.
Rheumatoid arthritis and emphysema.
Ja, hun hadde gikt.
Oh, it's the same thing. Okay. And so I'm asking her when this started.
Right?
She can't remember.
Hun minns ikke.
So I'm having a real difficult time getting a diagnosis so of what causes this arthritis.
So the trouble to mer af for staff as kvar hen gikten kommer fra.
And she wasn't giving me any answers.
So hon gav mig inte några svar.
So I asked the Lord, what's the cause of this?
Kvar är orsaken till detta?
He says unforgiveness.
Oförgivenhet.
She has a sister that she needs to forgive.
Hon har en syster som hon ska förgiva.
So I just asked her, I said, ma'am, do you have a sister that you need to forgive?
Så spurte jag henne, du har en syster som du ska förgiva.
And she looked down.
Hon hukte ner.
Said, yes, I do.
Yeah, det är jag.
I said, well, I think if you would forgive your sister from your heart, then God will deliver you from this arthritis.
Så för god att fria dig ut dessa förstagikterna.
So I walked her through a prayer of forgiveness.
Så lät jag henne göra en omvändningarbön.
So again, the prayer selection was I had her pray.
Så fick henne att be.
And forgive her sister from her heart.
Och förgiva systrarna.
I had her ask God for forgiveness.
Jag bad henne be om god om förgivning.
And then I forgave her.
Så förgav jag henne.
On behalf of God.
Vägna god.
And then I commanded the spirit of arthritis to leave her body.
Så bad jag henne att gikna vuxa i Jesu namn.
Then I had her evaluate how she was doing.
Så fick jag henne att döma om hur hon hade.
Now when this woman came in, she had a walker.
Då henne kona kom in, då hade hon alltså gängstativ.
And so she's sitting down with me and another person.
Så hon sitter samman med mig och en annan person.
And I tell her to stand up and check it out.
Och be henne resa sig och vidta hur hon hade.
So she grabs the walker and she stands up.
Så hon reser sig, tar ur gängstativ och reser sig.
She then sets the walker in front of her.
Hon sätter så gängstativ framför sig.
And lets go of it.
Och släpper du.
And then she goes like this.
Så blir hon så. Backar.
I couldn't do that before.
Jag kunde inte göra det här åren.
I said, you couldn't do what?
Du kunde inte göra kvärt.
She says, I couldn't walk backwards.
Jag kunde inte gå åter efter.
She said, I would fall over.
Jag datt.
Now she had arthritis all over her body.
Hon hade gikt om att ligga.
She couldn't even lift up her arms.
Hon kunde inte lyfta händerna upp.
Do you know what she did in that moment?
Vet du vad hon gjorde då?
She goes, thank you, Jesus.
Hon säger, tack Jesus, lyfta händerna upp.
Arthritis all over her body, gone in an instant.
Gikten som var i hennes likamme, öllan hennes likamme försvann i en ögonkast.
What allowed the spirit of infirmity to come in?
Kvad lovde hesten her veiklegans anta kom in i hennes liv.
Unforgiveness.
Oh, forgiving.
I can't tell you how many times I've seen people get healed after they forgive people from their hearts.
You have to tell or cuz nek folk er blivin grøtt after når they have a forgive.
Okay, another inroad.
En annan måte som fortjenten kan komme inn på
is lust, sexual immorality and perversion.
Gynt og seksuelt dolching og forvrengan.
Now, I already gave you an example about the guy in the Corinthian church. Remember how he gets handed over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh? Because he was committing an act of sexual immorality. Now, that's in 1 Corinthians 5:5, if you want to look it up. But here's another passage I want you to read.
At annan skriftsbrot.
This is Proverbs chapter 5, verse 7 through 9.
Orturgna.
Do you notice I back everything up I teach with a verse of scripture? It's not that I can look good. It's because I want you to know there are actual answers in this Bible. Like if you'll look for it, you'll find answers to everything.
Om du letar efter så finner du svar alla stenar.
I mean everything related to sickness and disease and not
allt som har samband vi heter ämne om sjukdom och gröing.
It's probably not going to teach you physics.
I think
they actually thought the world was flat, so don't go there.
All
right. Go ahead and read it. Proverbs 5:7-9.
Årtusen 5, vers 7-9. Så lusta nu efter mer sjön om in, vuk inte från år om mons. Låt leit hon ligga längt från henne. Kom inte ner hur stor den henne är. Så tu inte så tu kommer inte att ge öron pröjt ut grommon herra är tuinne.
Through nine, yeah. It says that you'll give your strength and years to the cruel one.
Att du inte ger öron pröjt ut grommon herra är tuinne.
That's the name of a demon.
Att det här är namnet på en demon.
Now, when it says don't go near the door of her house, who's he talking about?
Inte färra när husstoren hennara.
He's talking about the prostitute.
Han tosar om skötarna.
Sexual immorality.
Sexuellt olämna.
Now, I'm going to say this because I think we're living in these days. We're told that at the end of the age, we're going to be living in days of sexual insanity. And I'd say in the last 50, 60 years, we've seen a dramatic shift in morality when it comes to sexual perversion.
To a such a bit at the earliest shift som hände vi in the sex.
The Americans have been the world leader in this immorality.
Och vi är en allvarlig on här Amerika är ledande.
I say that to our downfall. We really have.
Och det är skam att se det här.
What Hollywood is producing today is going to destroy mankind, barring some sort of renewal by God himself. In the book of Revelation, it talks about the whore of Babylon, that people will drink of her and of her immorality and her perversion. And they will get drunk off of this immorality. And that she will in turn drink their blood. See, with sexual immorality, there is an exchange. Mankind experiences the euphoria.
Människa att uppleva glädjekänslorna.
That's like getting drunk.
Som man är blöd drucken.
But the demonic realm in turn
och den demoniska öcha
gets to live off the very life source of man.
Släpper livet av lust to live jävan the
människan. It feeds off of mankind.
Det följer av människan.
And I'm telling you, we are living in those days.
Och vi lever i dessa dagar.
I think it started probably with two different things. In the United States, they removed prayer from schools.
I America här flyttade de de banna bön i skolan.
And then they passed a law for no what is it called? No fault divorce.
Och hit är att du ska kunna bli tjänarskilna utan några orsök.
Now I know that sounds strange.
Jag hade att möjliga lova löja.
Follow my line of reasoning in this.
Följ min tankegång.
No fault divorce allowed people to get out of their marriage and make room for multiple relationships. Soon after that, we saw something called the sexual revolution. 1969 was the summer of love in San Francisco, California. Where expressions like let it all hang out. Free love.
Free kärlek.
That meant have as many partners as you'd like. Soon after that you see a certain court case called Roe versus Wade. Where now the repercussions of free love legalized the Mormon the murder of children. Can you see how this progressed? And it's leading the whole world into moral decay. Now it's not just about sleeping with multiple partners. Now it's about sleeping with the same sex. Or any kind of thing that you'd like.
Ella kvad enda ska vera.
That's the progression that this is taking on. Is it
solas gongten?
It truly is sexual insanity.
Det är simpelt en sexuell sjuklighet.
Look, I'm not a legalist. I'm not trying to beat people up.
Är en sån låg som rör att slå folk.
I'm just trying to point out this is the kind of thing we're going to be dealing with on a regular basis.
Det är det som vi får attack och en av så såna jävlar framöver.
When you start praying for people and you need to get them delivered
for the utfria,
you're going to have to deal with certain sexual sins.
För vi det sexuella synder som du ska ta dig av.
Okay. Another inroad for the demonic.
En annan mat som ofjunden släpper in på
is hatred and violence.
Är hatter och våld.
Now this is a really really interesting passage of scripture.
Det är all av skriftbrott.
Go to Luke chapter 9.
Lukas kapitel 9.
I want you to read verse 54 through 56.
54 till 56. Luke 9:54.
Now, before you do this, let me just give you some context. Jesus and the disciples have just come upon Samaria.
All right,
now Jesus' two foremost apostles, James and John,
Jakob och Johannes, de främsta lärjungarna av Jesus,
are going to ask Jesus a question.
Spyrja Jesus en spurning.
Go for it.
Ta Jakob och Johannes, lärjungarna hans, är så hetta sötet här. Herre, vill du att vi skulle bjåa eldfälla ner av himlen och öja dig, ens och Elias körde? Han vände sig av och hej ät honom och säger, tid vita icke kvarin anta, tid är du av. Du människasonen är icke kommen att öja mannaliv men är frälsa. Så jag får här till ära bygd.
Don't you like how the gospel writer just sort of casually throws this in there?
The
way these two young disciples come up to Jesus feeling like they for sure are righteous in their question. Would you like us to call down fire from heaven to consume this lower race of man? Now, what kind of spirit do you think they're displaying? Jesus says to him, you don't know what spirit you are of. So what kind of spirit were they of? What spirit of hatred?
Of hatred.
Racism?
Or racism?
Murder?
Mor?
You ever wonder why Jesus called them the sons of thunder?
Jesus kallade där tår och syner.
See, you're talking about two of the disciples. And Jesus is having to address a demonic manifestation that came from their hearts.
Och Jesus han tås om att det här demoniska eller andarna som blir manifesterade ur för att herra görs dem.
You know that Jews hated Samaritans, right?
Du vet att jötar tar domt alls icke samverjer.
That many Jews, because they felt like the Samaritans were such a lower class, whenever they had to get to the other side of
Samaria,
instead of going through Samaria, they would go miles out of their way to walk around
Samaria.
They saw the Samaritans as a group of unclean people. I mean, you see this happen when Jesus encounters the woman at the well. I mean, there was an argument that she tries to debate Jesus about. I mean, and it had to do with where the center of worship should be. Now, I'm just curious, and you guys can answer this for me. Is there any kind of racism that exists here?
Är det några rasismer som är till stede?
Really? What is the major source of racism?
Vad är huvudorsaken till rasism?
Huh?
Ötta.
Fear? Really? But what is what's the between what races?
Min mellan vilka folkslag?
Is it just anybody who's not Faroese? Mostly? Yeah, everybody's kind of nodding their head, but sort of quietly so nobody sees them. Okay. That's something that has to get dealt with for sure.
Det är något som man vill gerast.
I mean, the whole outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Allt att vi att heliga anden var uthälter.
That happened in Acts chapter 2.
Hände i Apostlagärningarna 2.
It was meant to reverse Herman.
För att vända åter det här.
It was meant to reverse what happened to the Tower of Babel.
Det som vända åter det som hände vi tornet i Babel.
Where instead of there being separated languages and nations.
Istället för att det var folk och tungomål som var spjat sönder.
God was creating one new man.
Så skapte Gud ett nytt människa.
It's called the body of Christ.
My the likam Christus.
And in the body of Christ there's representatives from every nation, every tribe, every language.
Og í hansar likam her eru folkaslu og atarbond.
So anything that would cause mankind to part ways.
Alt tað sum fer mennesku at fara kvar sum vær.
Is literally anti-Christ.
Er verliga antikristligt.
Do you get that? Okay, let's go to John 8:44 is another good verse for this.
Johannes 8:44 är ett annat gott vers.
I'll just summarize it. Jesus tells the Pharisees.
Jesus säger för fariséerna.
That you are of your father the devil.
Och tid är av fariséer tycker jag djävulen.
He is a liar and a murderer.
Han liknar och en mord.
And he has been killing since the very beginning.
Och han har drivit så sedan början.
Now his reference here is because they were wanting to kill him.
Som han refererar till här är att tyr ville dräpa sig.
So the desire to commit an act of murder or violence.
Och när tro under tiden är att utföra våld eller att drop.
Is because of.
Är orsaken av.
They're made in the image of their father, the devil. They're manifesting a demonic spirit.
Att tyr är av färgen och djävulen och uttrycker hända demonska eller andra.
Abortion is on the rise.
Abort. Är fosterdöka att ha urtjust.
And when he says that you are of the father who is a murderer, you are of their father the devil who is a murderer since the beginning.
Och tid är av färgtikaren djävulen som är en mördare från upphavet.
He's making a direct reference to Cain killing Abel.
Så refererar han beinleis till Cain dräp Abel.
Abel's blood was speaking to God from the earth.
Blow up as tossed to God ur jörna.
And the same thing is true with abortion.
Somlais är det vi fostertöka.
There's blood of children crying out to God for vengeance.
Blow som fostern och som barn som ropar till Gud.
I know of a friend of mine who saw somebody healed of psychosis. This person was literally psychotic, diagnosed psychotic.
His person had been just diagnosed and was psychotic.
And when he began to pray for her, he said, "The blood of your daughter is screaming to God from the earth." Did you have an abortion? The woman acknowledged that she had. He walked her through a prayer of forgiveness. A prayer of repentance. And this woman was delivered from psychosis.
Och hon var sett frihet från psykoserna.
Now I don't know many people healed of schizophrenia or healed of psychosis.
Det känns inte näck för som är grått som har schizofreni och har psykoser.
But I know that oftentimes that people who have those things.
Men jag vet att rättliga ofta att folk som har det här.
There is usually some sort of form of murder in either their life or in their family's life.
Ta är det rättligt ofta att det är också av mor och i löven så vi kommer att ädla i familjerna.
Okay, another inroad.
En annan väver som fortfarande släpper in.
Is this going too long for you guys?
Det är för lunch.
I know this is some hard stuff here.
Jag vet att det är tungt.
Another inroad is envy, jealousy and selfish ambition.
Självsökan.
Envy, jealousy, selfish ambition. Yeah, I got you, didn't I?
Jealousy, övund.
Well, maybe for a second. Go to James chapter 3.
Jakobs brev 3.
I want you to read verse 13 through verse 18.
13 till 18.
This is a lot of scripture, I told you guys.
James 3:13 to 18. Hvor viser og skiler gav til karamellen?
Stop for a second. James is going to create a comparison.
Jakob fer at samanbera.
There's a way that is godly.
Ein vevur sum toknast góðan, góðlir.
And there is a way that is demonic.
Og ein vevur sum demoniskur.
And he's going to show you how these things differ.
Og hann fer at vísa tað kun kussu hesa ikki lúchast.
Pay close attention to this comparison.
Lustu vel eftir þessa samanberingina.
Okay, go ahead.
Hvør vísur skila góðar tykkara millum. Jakobs brev 3:13. Han vísir við góðu atburði vestri sýna við spærk fyrir vísdómsins. Men hava tíð baska öfund og hótlust trúi í jörðin tykkara, so rósu tykkun ikki og likvi ikki móta sannleikanum. Hesin vísdómur kemur ikki omanna frá, men av jörðina. Av náttúruna av illan andum. Tu her övund er hoor til strui, oskil og alt som ilt Vísdómurin omanna frá fyrst reinur, sujan frisamur, mildur, lealigur, fullur av miskun og góan avvekstre, utan flokka kjenslu og ikkje best eite. Og avvekstre rattvísnar verur ui fri so over taimun som fóa fri ui lea.
Kind of crazy, huh?
Det nok så.
What I find to be the most interesting part of this,
as me held is the most over the passion that binds,
as he calls what is demonic,
han sier det som av et anta,
a type of wisdom,
et slær av visdom.
There's two different kinds of wisdom.
Det tve slør av visdom.
There's heavenly wisdom.
Det himmelske visdom.
And then earthly, natural, demonic wisdom.
Og naturlig Menneskjøsli av ytlun anta.
We see that heavenly wisdom comes with peace.
Tan himmelske vísdomen kemur við fríja.
It's loving, it's gentle.
Og mildur og kærleika.
So when you get wisdom that comes from God,
ta ta fáa vísdom sum kemur frá Gud.
It's not going to feel pressure or controlling.
Ta fáld ikki stýrandi ella trustandi.
But the wisdom that comes from the enemy.
Men vísdom sum kemur frá fugjandanum.
We're told that it actually feels natural.
Han føles naturligir.
Okay? And he mentions these three things: envy, selfish ambition,
jealousy.
Now you can do a lot with selfish ambition.
Du kan gera nek vi shoulder ambition.
I mean, there are preachers that have built gigantic churches.
Och det är predikomän som har byggt stora samkommor.
With selfish ambition.
Vi är en själv ambition.
There are business leaders who've built gigantic corporations.
Och det är ledare inom för det fortsatta som har byggt stora företag.
With selfish ambition.
Vi är en själv söknare ambition.
See, with the world's eyes, selfish ambition looks good.
Og menneskens leon eller verslion eion så hun den själva ambitionen hon är näga så postet ut.
But we're told that it is natural and demonic.
Men vi söker till naturligt men det är en demonisk.
Now there's usually a progression when it comes to envy, jealousy, selfish ambition.
Och som ofta så är det en progression till det här vi är där.
It starts with a small thing.
Det börjar med någon liten.
And then it gets worse and worse and worse.
Så blir det värre och värre och värre.
Let me just show you this. I'm going to write this in a different color. If you'll turn to 1 Samuel,
Fyrsta Samuels bók,
chapter 18.
Archam.
Now, we're going to read just a few verses.
Felesen og farvæs.
Where we see King Saul,
som søger kong Saul,
and his jealousy over who's going to later be king, David.
Øvundna sum hann heyr if you to sum skuld to blive a conquer David.
I want you to pay attention to the adjectives in these verses.
Og hitja at lusingum um uisnir.
It starts small but then it gets worse and worse and worse.
Ta byrja lúðum men so veksur og veksur ta.
Okay, go ahead and read it.
1 Samuel 18.
1 Samuel chapter 18 verses 8 through 11.
8 til 11. Ta kom ekvilja illt i Saul, hesi ordom til hon illa, og han segir, David djeva ter 20,000 og mer djeva ter 1,000. Nu ønski etter sjå honom utan a få kongadöme. Fra tøy deie hei Saul illt eie av David. Dagen efter kom ytterligare ande fra gode av Saul, som han leikade i åur inne i husen, medan David spalte i hørspene, som han kvønte av vänner. Saul hei spjåt i håndene, og så kastade han og hoksade i. Jeg skal renne til Jørgen David og inne i brøstet, men David hei seg undan tverrferder.
See, it started off with jealousy or anger. Right? Anger likely because of jealousy, right?
Allar helst på grund av jealousy.
What happens when you don't deal with your anger?
Kat händer då att du inte tar det ut när vrede.
Later on becomes suspicion.
Så blir det typ illgrunnar.
He begins to hate David.
Han blir att hata David.
And then he tries to kill him.
Och så röjnar han att drepa honom.
Nobody just starts off a murderer.
Ungen börjar vara som mördare.
There is a process that gets them there.
Det är en tillgång som för här till.
And it becomes with increasingly more demonic activity in their life.
Och det är vägna mer aktivitet av undan anton och tära löven.
We even see that there was an evil spirit that would come upon Saul.
Vi såg här att han under ett land ytterligare anton som kom av Saul.
The next one I want to mention is
en annan som jag nämner är
occult practices.
Att vara ute i okulta.
There's a lot of verses for this. I'm just going to give you some scriptural references just so you have them on the recording, but we're not going to read through them all. One of them is Leviticus 19:31. Chapter 20, verse 6. Another one is Deuteronomy 18. Verse 9 through 13. And another one is Acts chapter 17.
Apostles 16.
Verse 17 through 18. Now in this, there's going to be a whole list of what is called occult practices. One of them would be divination.
What's that?
Divination. That means using an object to get divine information. Or using an object to communicate with the gods. Another one is called a spiritist or medium. This is somebody who communes with spirits to get information. Another one is called necromancy. This means to communicate with the dead.
The dead.
Yeah, what he said. Now, this is becoming more and more common today. Have you ever seen somebody who does palm reading?
Or does
tarot cards?
Som tosar vi korston.
Okay, that's called divination.
Hette här det som är divination.
How about people who read horoscopes?
Ska vi horoskopen?
Same thing.
Akkurat detsamma.
It's using the stars to gather heavenly mysteries, right?
Det brukar stjärnorna att få himmelska vitan.
Now there's a big difference between horoscope reading and astrology.
Och astrology.
Astrology was a biblical practice.
The
signs of the times were literally written in the heavens and the stars. That's why the Magi existed. They knew the Messiah was coming because they saw it in the stars. Necromancy, we see that a lot.
Necromancy.
People who help others contact their dead relatives to get reconciliation. Have you heard of that? Okay. Now, what I find interesting in the Bible is God doesn't call these practices fictitious. When it comes to contacting the dead, he doesn't call it pretend. He acknowledges that these things are real. But he forbids mankind to practice.
Men han forbjóa menneskum at gera ta.
Now, I was in Denmark.
Eg var í Danmark.
It was actually at that workshop that you guys came to 4 years ago.
Men fyrir árum síðan.
There was a young woman who
ein ung kvinna.
I went she had some questions.
Hon hevur nakrar spurningar.
And I walked up to her and I said I started talking to her about her identity in Christ.
And
right after I said something about her identity, she screamed out, quietly screamed, I can see. I said, what do you mean? She says, I can see. I go, what do you mean? She goes, I wear contacts.
I have a contact lens.
I forgot to put them on before I left the house.
Eg gløymdi at køyra kontaktlinsurnar í eyguna áðan fór heim frá.
She says, but I can see clearly now.
Men nú síggi eg klárt.
Now this seemed like a sovereign healing.
Hetta tíktist at vera ein verulig grøying.
Do you remember this? It was there that day. I remember it was during that workshop. Maria was there for that as well. Well, the next day she comes to me. And she says, my eyesight problems have come back. Now, I've told you guys, when something seems to leave and then it comes back, you're usually dealing with something demonic. So now I had heard from one of the pastors that she was taking classes on clairvoyancy.
Tók lektioner um clairvoyance.
I didn't know what clairvoyancy really was.
Eg visti ikki hvat tað var.
But I knew it was something new agey.
Eg visti at tað var okkurt innan fyri new age.
So I said to her, tell me about some of your spiritual experiences.
So segði við hana, greima frá sinn at hon andal upplivelsum.
So again, I'm going to keep pointing to this because I want you to see how helpful this is.
Eg vil vísa aftur til hetta. Sjá meg sum tað var bænt, vísa kussu.
So I know what the problem is, right? She's got blind eyes.
So trouble var at hon var blind eller egna trouble.
Now healing alone wasn't going to do the trick because the problem came back.
Og a growing lustish trouble on to take after.
We know that something that it's caused by some sort of demonic entity.
Og vi vit hava staðfest at det okkurs við okkurs demonus ta gera.
But we don't know why that demonic entity is there.
Men vi vit ikki kví and an demonsk avskan her.
Remember I said the devil's a legalist.
Og sum eg segi at djevelen han en legalist.
So he has legal grounds to be there.
So han hevur lower heimild at vera her.
So when I asked her about her spiritual experiences.
So spurti hana hennar andaliga upplivelser.
She says, well, ever since I was a kid, I could see dead people.
Lukka sjón er ver smáchenta so kunti søgja til deyja.
Now many well-meaning Christians.
Og nek velmeinandi kristen.
Would try to tell this young lady,
oh,
those aren't dead people. You're seeing evil spirits. They're deceiving you. But the Bible flat out says, don't call forth the dead. So whether it's a demonic spirit that she's seeing or a dead person, I think it could be either. All I know is it's forbidden. So I tell the lady, I said, well, I think I know. Oh, she says, I've been helping people contact their dead relatives.
So I have helped people to samband with their dead.
To get reconciliation.
For you to sort it out.
I said, okay.
Okay.
Well, I think I know why your eyesight problems have come back.
So how do you like to end here as a egna trouble?
She goes, really, what?
Kvæð, kví?
I said, well, what you're doing is forbidden by God. And you're demon, you have an evil spirit because of it. She goes, why would God forbid this?
Says,
where does it say this in the Bible? So I open up Deuteronomy 18.
So for till
it's right there. Don't spend time with anybody who practices necromancy.
It have a snacka vigere when I come have samband with they.
She said, "Well, why would God forbid this?"
Kuska gul for bjóa tøy.
I said, "I don't know."
Yeah, right, sure.
She says, "It's helping so many people."
Ta hjálpa so nokkur mennesjum.
I said, "Ma'am, I don't know. I just know."
Yeah, right, sure.
I just know you have an evil spirit because of it.
Jeg vet at du har en ond ånd.
And she says, well, how do I know there's an evil spirit?
Hvordan vet jeg at jeg har en ond ånd?
I said, would you like to know if there's an evil spirit?
Vil du vite om det en ond ånd?
She said, yes.
Ja.
I said, okay.
Okay.
I said, come up now in the name of Jesus.
Reis deg nå i Jesu, kom ut i Jesu navn.
And when I did, she started screaming.
Og begynte hun å skrike.
I said, stop it.
Stekka.
And she went silent. She started crying. She said she could feel something clawing at her stomach.
Hon følte seg og hon følte okkurs klóra í meanum.
And screaming in her head.
Og skrúkja í hennar hjarta.
I said, "Well,
I'm saying, okay.
Would you like me to get rid of that thing for you?"
Vilt du sleppa av við hatta her?
She said, "Yes."
Hon segir, "Ja."
I said, "Well, if I do this, you have to stop doing necromancy."
Um er rechan ús sum mustu halda pænt við kontakta við dei.
Do you know what she said?
Vet du vad hon säger?
I don't know why they say this. They always say this.
Jag vet inte vad de säger det. De säger det alltid.
Do I have to?
Nej, just det här.
I said, yes.
Jag säger, ja.
You have to.
Det måste du.
If you don't stop what you're doing.
Men du ska hellre pänta dig att du gör.
And I kick this thing out.
Sparkas det ut.
It's going to go and find seven other spirits more evil than itself.
So for the ult of in the shay and the antas mer under and te
and you're going to be in a much worse condition.
Och du blir en neck värre stöv.
I think its role is to try to kill your life.
Jag håll det enda mål är att dräpa ditt liv.
She says, "Will you be back tomorrow?"
Vill du åter emergen?
She says, "Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow."
Say, "Yeah, every åter emergen."
She goes, "Will you come back next year?"
Kjem du åter nästa år?
I said, "Yeah, I'll probably be back next year."
Ja, alla helst vill jag åter nästa år.
She says, "I think I need to wait for now."
Så håll dig för att boja för nu.
I had to leave her with that demonic spirit.
Jag måste lära henne vara efter vesen under andan.
You see, she was making her living by helping people contact their dead relatives.
Hon uppe hälsa fortsätter vi att hjälpa ävare att få samband med till dig.
See, that's crazy, isn't it?
Det är så öst.
I mean, I literally watched this whole thing happen.
Jeg så alt dette hente.
This stuff, that kind of stuff, when it comes to
slugger stories med det.
When it comes to the type of influence a demon has over a person.
Det där chamber till avskanna som demoner har.
I'm going to tell you it looks more like level 8.
Så säger det mer ut som 8.
Occult practices lead to people being severely demonized.
Thomas är ut ju kulta så blöda folk allvarliga besatta av den andan.
Now, I said this earlier today
that
sometimes it's not the sins we've committed.
Det är inte synderna som vi har gjort.
Sometimes it's the sins committed against us.
Och onkel det är de synderna som gör där mot oss.
So, I don't know if they have this here in the Faroe Islands.
Imagine they have it here in Faroe Islands.
I pray to God that you don't experience this.
Be at the shower there.
But many people I've seen in the States.
The first time I've seen in America.
That hear voices in their head.
Høyrer røtter i hodet.
And are severely demonized.
Og ordentlig.
They've not just been around occult practices.
They should be aware of.
They've been ritually abused by occult members.
Og blivet misbrukt av limon som ute i kulta.
Do they have that here, satanic ritual abuse? Is that a common thing? Okay, well then let's not get into it. It's not going to be helpful. That stuff is real though, and it's bad.
Det är något som är väldigt irriterande.
So, and it's a combination of all of these different things.
Okay, en kombination av allt möjligt.
Sometimes, I mean, there's a whole litany of things you have to walk people through.
Det är en hel lista av ting som man får gänga samman vid falska jokmen.
Okay, another inroad for the demonic is idolatry, which again, I don't think you guys have a big problem with that here, do you? They're not worshiping the old Norse gods or anything like that, are they? Some people are, really. Ooh, okay, idolatry is a big deal. I'm going to say level 8 to level 10. You're going to see some serious demonization.
Og vi stiger mellom 8 og 10.
You see that a lot in the early church because a lot of the Greeks and Romans were worshiping other gods.
Du sást á nekkmiðlun til gamla grikkarnar og rómverjarnar sem ta tilbó gamla era gudar.
The primary reason the Roman Empire was evangelized was because it was known that Christians had power to deliver people from demons.
And
there was one Roman official who wrote to another Roman governor.
And
we have this document today. He says to them, he's talking to this Roman governor about the persecution of the Christians.
And
he says, if you keep killing Christians, then who will cast out your demons? You see, they recognize that Christians had authority over evil spirits. See, today we don't even think evil spirits exist. Okay, so idolatry. Let me give you some scripture for that. 1 Corinthians 10, verse
20.
He said, the things that the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to become sharers in demons. Okay. Can you get that? When people are sacrificing things to foreign deities, they are entering into a fellowship or union with these things.
Ta folk offra ting til ærar gudar, so koma dei ein sortmala samband við sig.
In 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 9.
Fyrsta Timoteus 6 9.
Paul says that those who want to get rich,
Paulus seir at þeir sum vilja bliva rík,
fall into temptation,
fellu í freisting,
and a trap.
Og í einar fellu.
Along with many harmful desires.
Og sama við nekkvun
which cause ruin and destruction.
Som föra till undergång.
Now, you don't see the word demon in there anywhere, right?
Det är så ordet demon att lite landar vi här.
But later on in the letter to the Colossians, Paul's going to mention again greed.
Men i Kolosserbrevet här nämner han det.
He says in Colossians chapter 3 verse 5.
Kolosserbrevet 3:5.
Consider the members of your earthly body as dead.
Om tycker jag tekar gamla limer som vara de gärna skulle limer vara de är
dead to immorality,
dead till ta omoralska,
impurity,
oransko,
passion,
utna,
evil desire,
och under troaner,
and greed,
och gurna,
which is idolatry,
som är avgudadyrkan.
You catch that? The love of money is idolatry. There's a lot of other things I can mention. Drugs. I mean, think about what a drug is. You're giving yourself over to a foreign entity or chemical. Now, for many people, that is a way of opening yourself up to outside influence. I would say that alcohol, not the consumption of, but the abuse of, can open you up to demonic influence. When you overdrink, and become drunk. I mean, think about it. They say that your inhibitions are gone. Things you would not normally do if you were sober, you will do when you are drunk. What's another word for alcohol? Spirits. Have you ever made that connection?
Spiritus.
All right. Let's talk about how to actually deal with these things.
All right.
I would encourage you to set some boundaries for yourself. Never pray alone.
Be ongantu ensamadler.
Men do not pray with a woman.
Men be ikke vi kvinnon.
Women do not pray with a man.
Men kvinner be ikke vi mannon.
Unless you have a third person present praying with you.
Utan så att du har en tredje person som är be samma vittekon.
There's a reason that Jesus sent out his disciples in pairs of two.
Det är en orsak till att Jesus sände sina lärjungar ut två och två.
Do not hold a person down.
Halt ikke en person nedre.
You do not need to.
Det är ikke nödvändigt.
When you've got a person that is manifesting a demon, you simply tell them to sit down and not to move. I remember one time I was praying for another lady in Denmark. She said that she had shadows that would follow her. Now, when she told me this, I was asking the Lord, what is the cause of that? I mean, obviously that's got to be demonic, shadows. But what gave these things access to her? And then the Lord showed me that she had four idols that she worshipped.
Och Gud visste mig att hon hade fyra avgudar som hon tillbe.
And I saw these four little objects sitting on top of a fireplace.
Och så har jag fyra figurerna latinchen som var en eldsteg.
I said the reason why these shadows are following you.
Det är orsaken till att dessa skuggor följer att han är där.
Is because alongside worshiping Christ.
Du är att du tillber Kristus.
You've been worshiping these four Norse gods.
Så har du tillbe fyra norska gudar.
And they are afflicting you because of it.
Och tar avskatt till vägna till.
If you'd like to be free from these shadows,
om du vill vara lost från sin skuggan,
you have to forsake these other gods.
Så måste du vräka hina gudarna.
And you have to burn these idols.
Och du måste bränna hans avgudarna.
You know what she asked me?
Vet du vad hon spurt mig?
What do they always ask you?
Här som de alltid spyrja.
Do I have to?
Nå just det här.
I said yes, you do.
Ja, det är snart till.
She says they're going to be so angry with
me. Här är så ytterligare vem med.
That's a pretty serious statement.
Det är ett allvarligt utsagt.
I said yes, I'm afraid to do.
Ja, det är alla här svärs att ja.
I said these things are they're not good spirits. They're evil.
Det är inte goda andar, det är ytterligare andar.
You've been worshiping evil entities.
To have a tillbe när gå ett.
And you need to give your worship to Jesus alone.
Du ska ge vad du en lovprisan till Jesus ena.
If you will forsake these gods.
Om du vräkar dessa gudar.
And worship Jesus only.
Om tillber Gud ena.
You will be free.
Så vär du fri.
So I have to renounce these foreign gods one by one.
I have nämnt dessa fyra gudarna en och en.
Prayer selection, remember?
Bönar. Vad för bön du ska välja?
And I had her renounce them each by name.
Och fick henne att vräka det här vid namnet.
I had her renounce her allegiance to them.
Och henne tillknyta eller troskap till där.
I had her renounce any sacrifices that she'd made to them.
Och vad en offer hon hade gjort till där.
I had her pray and ask God for forgiveness for worshiping idols.
Be a god om fyrjen för att hava tillbe era gudar.
And then I commanded them to leave by the authority given me in Jesus.
Så bad att her vuicha ut i auktoritet som är given i Jesus.
Now, you do not have to yell at a demon to make it leave.
För plus inte att ropa efter en demon för att få en vuicha.
The volume of your voice does not determine power.
Och hur så harsh du talar är inte något uttryck för kraften du har.
Power comes from God.
Kraften kommer från Gud.
Not the volume of your voice.
Inte hur så harsh du talar.
It is simply enough to tell them on his authority.
Det nog bara säga vid hans auktoritet.
To leave and never come back.
Att vuicha och ankan kom åter.
And it is an act of spiritual warfare.
Och andliga krigsförslag.
You may have to tell something to leave multiple times.
Möjligt att säga det flera gånger.
But you stand your ground and you command it to go.
Men statt att hon öche och bita vuicha i Jesu namn.
Now after I had her break allegiance with these things.
Att hon bröt sin troskap.
And I commanded it to leave.
Och bad henne vuicha.
It was like somebody reared back and punched her in the stomach.
She goes,
literally, no sooner did the words leave come out of my mouth,
and
she goes, oh!
So it's for one, ugh.
And she starts crying.
Hon börjar gråta.
See, when these things leave, sometimes they leave violently.
Summa är sån här tar det färd att ta färd ut vid volten.
It's a conflict, a cosmic conflict taking place.
Det är en kosmisk konflikt som är där.
Between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of darkness.
Rige himmels riches och myskrosens rike.
Demons have to be driven out of a person.
Man ska driva ytlar andar ut.
She's crying.
Hon gråter.
And I said, "Are you okay?"
She
said, "Yes, I'm just so scared." I said, "I want you to ask Jesus how he's going to protect you." So she did. And she immediately went into a trance. And in this trance, she saw this gigantic mountain. And between her and this mountain, Jesus came and stood.
Kom Jesus och stod.
And he was as big as the mountain.
Och han var lika stor som detta fjället.
And suddenly she was filled with peace.
Och hon var fylld med en frid.
She said, "Jesus is going to protect me."
Jesus han för att värja mig.
I said, "That's right."
Det passar.
See, idolatry.
Är god att diskan.
Leads to being demonized.
För det till att man blir bunden av ytlen anton.
Okay, so you pray in twos, never by yourself.
Be omgående ensam att be alltid två.
You especially do not pray with the opposite sex alone.
Och ensam att be du inte samma vid hinnan kinnan.
You do not have to yell at the person.
Du behöver inte ropa till personen.
You do not have to hold the person down.
Du behöver inte hålla personen nere.
You do not have to stay up all night with the person.
Du behöver inte vara uppe alla nätterna vid vikommande.
You can schedule appointments.
Ta bättre till att planlägga när du möts.
If anything, it's better that you have plenty of sleep when you're about to pray with somebody.
Det är bättre att du har några sömn när du ska be med någon.
And it's also very important.
Är det omrande?
That you're not involved in any sin yourself.
Att du inte är i synd själv.
That you're continually confessing your own sins.
Att du jagar avhållande till egna synder.
We call that walking in the light.
Att ta sig ut om att gänga i ljuset.
Means walking with everything exposed.
Att ta gånger vi öppen som är uppenbara.
Let me see if I got anything else in my notes for you. It's 3:40. Oh. The other thing to get people free. Discipleship.
Det är lärjungar.
Sometimes you have to help people change the way they think.
Och du ska hjälpa folk att bryta deras huxnar hårt.
That's part of the reason I created that journal.
Det är också det jag gjorde han
att stack på. There are systematic ways of thinking that have to be torn down.
Det är också mater som man huxar på som skulle brödas ner.
Paul calls them strongholds of the mind.
Och Paulus kallar det vuvistir och synonym. Så huxnar byggningar.
Discipleship is also a key to this.
Så lärjungarna föring är i sina mat vis ner.
Okay. I've just given you a whole lot of information.
Jag gav dig en öle när jag vita.
Lot of weird information.
När jag luckna vita.
Questions.
Spurningar.
Yeah.
How do you distinguish between evil spirits and demons?
I would say they're one and the same.
Det är rätt att säga.
Yeah, an evil spirit, demon. The only difference is what I would call a principality. And you don't go after those. In Jude, we see a scene play out between Michael the archangel.
Judas läser vi om Michael Aska Angelin.
And Lucifer, who's a principality.
Och Lucifer som är.
And you'll notice that. Did you say
the principality.
Yeah. You'll notice that Michael does not even rebuke the devil. He leaves that to the Lord. He says, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan." This is actually something I should have mentioned earlier. We do not go after principalities.
Vi fer ikkje ut etter ønskabar her. Fyrsta døme.
Yeah, we don't have that authority. Here's how you get rid of a principality. You influence the people under that principality's jurisdiction. So in Dallas, Texas, where I'm from.
I Dallas, Texas, här som är ifrån.
There is a pervasive principality of materialism.
Det är ett överhängande som undersen den första dömen är som man materialism.
Do you know how I conduct warfare against that principality?
Varsågod, hur stannar du mot den här första dömen?
I teach people how to tithe and give away their money.
Lär folk att tjäna tuchen så att de ska bära sina pengar.
Seriously. You never go after those things directly.
To first ongoing your mode to binlies.
You disempower them by affecting people.
Men to first ongoing your mode to first of them show men to frontage ta valt vi att lära fältes men under dig.
So higher level things like principalities.
Tas mer är så första dömena.
We dismantle their kingdom by helping get people free.
Vi förlösa tarra styre vi sätter fältsen ur frälse.
The only kind of spirits we deal with directly are those that live inside of people.
Does that
help?
Hjälp på det.
Other questions? Yes.
Är den här the beef för en som är samkänter och vad den här anti att han för.
I have but not with any success.
He have him and each of you know slitten.
Now Ken Fish, who I mentioned earlier.
Ken Fish men and
he has seen some success there.
Han har sett några slit här.
And he's got some teachings on what causes that.
Och han har sett några läror om vad det orsaken till det.
See, I'm still, like I said, I have some experience, but I'm still learning.
I have a negative referring, but I learn again.
I know, I'm the guy speaking. I should know these things, right?
I
just got to be honest with what I actually do know and what I don't know.
And
I haven't figured that one out yet. Yes. Yeah. No, sometimes, that's what I said, sometimes they just need a healing. And a discernment of spirits isn't going to be much help in that occasion. You need a gift of healing. Though there are certain spirits that cause accidents.
Some refer till olyckor.
And in that case, you need deliverance.
Ta hem man brug för förlösning.
So it just depends with what you're dealing with.
Så är det annan pack vad man tänker sig av.
There was a while there where my wife and I swear somebody cursed us.
Och det var en tid här som jag svär på att det var onkel som hade kastat förbannelse på oss.
Where every time we would get on the highway or on a road.
För det enaste för vi kom ut av huvudvägen.
Somebody would try to cut us off.
Så runde onkel att skära oss av.
Or literally use their car to threaten us in our lives.
Att bruka sin bil att hota oss.
It was just a weird thing.
Det var bara något som var löjligt.
But it was happening so frequently that I was like, this has to be demonic.
Men det hände så jämnan att det måste vara oss demoner som satan för.
I'd never experienced anything like it before.
Jag har aldrig upplevt något liknande.
So. Yes. Now I got all kinds of questions, right?
Yeah,
I'm
sure you have a lot of questions, but you know, in the pearls, there are a lot of people who say the experience of like early age, seeing dead people, and right before someone dies, they will see them. What does that mean? I mean, is this a good thing, or is this a bad thing?
Or is it just a thing? I don't know. I don't deny that people see dead people. I don't deny that.
It can is true that folk see dead people.
It may be true, it may not be true. I really don't know. But I'm not going to deny somebody their experience.
Men it can is true that folk test they have upliven.
I will talk about how we deal with those experiences.
Men if it also om kusse man tekser ärstlugen upplevelsen.
I mean, obviously, you know, some people do talk to the dead, and it's okay. Let me give an example. Moses and Elijah show up at the Mount of Transfiguration. They're not condemned for practicing necromancy. You know, that happens.
Det kan hända.
People have experiences where they get taken up into heaven.
Och folk har upplevelser där som är tagen till himmel.
I know one of my best friends.
En av mina bästa vänner.
He had an experience.
Hej, ett upplevelse.
Where he met Jeremiah the prophet.
Där han mötte Jeremias profeten.
I've never had any experiences like that.
Slukt upplevelser har jag aldrig haft.
But I have friends who I trust who have.
Men vänner som jag har alltid då som säger sig ha.
I don't really have a whole lot to say about it, so I just don't know the answer.
You have a snake or seal, do you have a share about?
But I'm really quick, I'm really slow to deny people their experience.
Men skundar man inte att avnokta upplevelser som människor har haft.
I used to believe healing wasn't for today.
Platt jag tycker att gröjning är inte för idag.
There's a lot of things I put in that category of I don't know. I don't have the answer for it.
And
I just sort of leave it there.